BBC News with Mike Cooper. The official body overseeing the upcoming presidential election in Egypt has barred 10 candidates. They include the candidate of the Muslim Brotherhood, Khairat al-Shatta, and the former spy chief, Omar Suleiman. John Lyne reports from Cairo.
This is a big surprise and could dramatically alter the race to become the next president of Egypt. Those disqualified include the former intelligence chief, Omar Suleiman, apparently because he failed to get enough signatures to endorse his last-minute candidacy. Hazem Saleh Abu Ismail, the candidate of the hardline Islamists, is disqualified because his mother allegedly held American citizenship. And Khairat al-Shatta, the candidate of the Muslim Brotherhood, is ruled out because of his time in prison under the Mubarak regime. All are appealing against the decision, and big demonstrations are expected.
The UN Security Council has decided to send an advanced team of ceasefire monitors to Syria. The Council also condemned human rights violations by Syrian forces and abuses by what it termed armed groups. But as the Council began meeting, the UN-backed truce, which began on Thursday, appeared in danger of collapsing. Heavy shelling by government forces was reported to have killed 17 people in the third biggest city, Homs. The UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, says the advanced team of ceasefire monitors will be dispatched to Syria as soon as possible. Mr. Ban said he would make firm proposals by next Wednesday for a larger team of about 250 people. He said the international community needed to make sure the truce held.
It is important at this time that the whole international community, in accordance with the Security Council resolution, do all what we can in one voice to help this cessation of violence continue.
The conflict on the border between Sudan and South Sudan has deepened. The United Nations has confirmed that the Sudanese Air Force bombed a marketplace in the town of Bentiu in South Sudan, killing at least 5 people. Earlier, South Sudan said it had fought off an attack by the Sudanese army near the oil-producing region of Heglig. Negotiators from the world's major powers have held talks with Iran over its nuclear program, the first for more than a year. Speaking after the meeting in Turkey, the European Union's High Representative Catherine Ashton described the talks as constructive. James Reynolds reports from Istanbul.
Iran and the West face a fundamental problem, an almost complete lack of trust in one another. This lack of faith goes back many decades, and it's essentially the main issue at this new round of nuclear talks in Istanbul. The opening session lasted for 2.5 hours. Western diplomats described this session as positive and constructive. No one expects an immediate breakthrough, but there appears to be a belief here that a second round of talks may be held in another 4 to 6 weeks.
World News from the BBC. The Belarus opposition leader and former presidential candidate Andrei Sannikov has been pardoned and released after serving 16 months in jail. Mr. Sannikov had been sentenced for 5 years for organizing mass protests during the 2010 presidential election. The Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez, has cancelled his attendance at the summit of the Americas underway in Colombia, citing health reasons. The Venezuelan foreign minister said Mr. Chavez would instead travel to Cuba for a third round of radiotherapy later on Saturday. Mr. Chavez had surgery in February to remove a malignant tumor from his pelvic region. On Friday, Mr. Chavez told his supporters that he was doing well, but that the radiotherapy was, as he put it, having an impact. The Italian Football Federation has called off all league games this weekend following the death of a player. A midfielder for Livorno collapsed during a match. Alan Johnston is in Rome.
Pier Mario Morosini's last moments came in a very public setting. His side was winning a televised match against Pescara. Then, after about half an hour, the midfielder suddenly collapsed. The cameras showed him try to stagger to his feet at least twice, then fall for the last time. Other players quickly realized that something was terribly wrong. A medical staff frantically tried to revive the player on the grass. He was sped away to hospital in an ambulance, but it was announced that he had died of a heart attack.
One of the major events in the British horse racing calendar, the Grand National, has been won by Neptune Collange, read by Daryl Jacob. The grey horse beats Sunny Hill Boy in a photo finish. Millions of television viewers around the world watched the 40 runners and riders compete at Aintree in the northwest of England. The 7-kilometre-long steeplechase was modified slightly after 2 horses died in last year's race. But despite the changes, 2 horses still suffered fatal injuries during the race this year. BBC News.